Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
The road to Roland Garros continues on the red clay in Spain. Welcome to TC Live as we get you caught up on all the biggest news and highlights from this Sunday in Madrid. A whole bunch to discuss over the next half hour. Two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz continues his cruise into the next round in his home country. Why the road to history will now involve a rematch from last year's final. Plus, his defending champ Aryna Sabalenka on a collision course with Elena Rybakina in the semifinals. Sabalenka given a massive test today. And of all the Americans moving into week two in Madrid, which one has the best chance of actually taking the title? Our experts have the answer. Come on into our studios here in Santa Monica, California. So great to have you here with us. And we are all three in studio. It's a fun day. Steve Weissman, Coco Vandeweghe, Monica Puig. This is great. It's been a minute since all three folks have been in studio.
Well, I'm glad we could brighten your day up, Steve.
I know.
He's hyping us up.
I know. It feels so special,
you know. Awesome.
The thorn between two roses.
See, if I knew my day always had Steve just like hyping us up, I'd be here every day, all day, and just wouldn't leave. I mean, breakfast, lunch, and dinner provided.
Seriously. We're going to need like a text chat to kind of keep this hype going every day, just a positive text.
I will be the ultimate hype man for both of you all. I mean, Monica's bracelet says be happy.
And it does.
Like, always happy being on this desk with the two of y'all. Let's get the party started. Carlos Alcaraz. He is the two-time defending champ, continuing that quest to become a first three-peat winner of this title. Had no trouble, Monica, against Thiago Zybacz-Guj.
Well, the first thing I have to say is thank God Andy Roddick is not here, because I know how much he loves saying the Brazilian's last name. But showing no signs of discomfort in his arm, Carlos Alcaraz, and that's something that we always like to see. And there's no stranger that every time that he steps on the court, we always get a hot shot or two, like this one right here. And he just looks like he's playing with a ton of confidence. He's moving around the court well. He's just very focused, very poised. And a happy and healthy Carlos is always one that we want to see on the court. He's a player that is just through and through, just so powerful. And yet another hot shot. I don't know if that's going to be on our hot shot reel, but it should be. And getting through with ease.
I like that sleeve on the arm, too. I know it's a little function, but the fashion, pretty cool as well for Carlitos. 20 winners, 18 unforced for him. He'll now face Jan-Lennard Struff in a rematch of last year's championship match. But let's take a look at the streak now in Madrid for Carlos Alcaraz. 13 in a row, 14-1 overall. That's the highest winning percentage in tournament history. Of course, beat Nadal and Djokovic on back-to-back days in 2022 as well. Carlos Alcaraz, special stuff in Madrid.
Coming to this match, I was nervous a little bit because I didn't know how it's going to be my forearm because, you know, Thiago has big shots. He hit the ball really, really strong, and I don't know how it's going to be, you know, but I'm really happy with the performance, but really happy to did it at the end and, you know, have another chance in the second round.
So you heard it from him himself. He was a little nervous coming into this one because of the forearm. What did he prove to you, Coco?
Well, I mean, he proved that he's fit and ready to compete. And I think that's the most important thing for Carlos is to be able to feel comfortable in his body, in his physicality, because that has been something that has been a question mark, not just this year, but also into a bit of the year before where we thought, okay, Carlos is going to run away with world number one. He's going to win all these Grand Slams. And then his body fails him. And we forget that he's still such a young man. And he's still maturing into his own game and his own physicality that comes along with his game.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coco, there, especially, you know, health is so important in today's game, but I just really enjoy the way that he plays. He plays such an explosive style of tennis, and a lot of times people have compared him to Rafa Nadal, but I really like how he transitions well into the net. He's always looking to move forward. He's always looking to finish those points off at the net, and that's something that you always want to see. However, you need to be healthy in order to play at that intensity time and time again. And thankfully, his forearm is feeling good. Like he said, he was nervous about it, but I mean, when you see him pull off the shots that he's doing, I'd want to say that he's feeling pretty good.
Yeah, four sets in, hasn't dropped more than three games in a set so far, and we get that rematch of last year's final in the next round. How about Andrei Rublev coming into this tournament? Had dropped four matches in a row, but finding his form in the Spanish capital, taking on Alejandro Davidovich-Fokina today, Coco.
Davidovich-Fokina had this tiebreaker in his hand. He was up 5-0, held a couple of set points, and it was really just Rublev that was doing such a good job of hitting behind the Fokina. He was really just controlling the middle of the court, especially in the second set, ripping his forehand, leaning in to his shots, Rublev, and just taking the match from Fokina in a split second. And it was just continuing on from there throughout the second set. A little bit of a miscue here from Fokina, thinking the ball was out, but thank goodness for the challenge system. That little sliver, the millimeter, I mean, just keeping Rublev with the break and able to serve out the second set with a stand, deliver, forehand for the winner.
Save five set points in that first, broke twice in the second. Moving on to face the winner of our next match, Holger Rune, looking for his first fourth round appearance in Madrid, while Talon Griekspoor looking to get his first top 20 win on clay, Coco.
Oh, this is a huge moment for Griekspoor. He lives and dies off this first serve and what he can do off of that first ball once he gets his first serve rolling. His forehand is so massive. And Holger was really playing into the crowd here, and that's what makes Holger so tough to beat, is not only is the crowd against him, they're for him, he's getting them involved. So that's just another person you have to beat out there for Griekspoor. It's not just Holger, it's also the crowd, whether they're whistling for Holger or whistling against, and he's battling back again like he has done in the previous rounds. Now come the third set, it looked like Holger had just lost a little bit of steam. Too much defensive play, but Griekspoor being so talented and secure around the net, covering the line there, that's so key, and being able to slide into that volley. But the forehand was just absolutely ruthless from Griekspoor, just absolutely picking his mark and finishing this match off.
He likes this matchup, 2-0 in his career against Rune. 25 winners for Griekspoor, or nearly 70% of points when coming to net as well. How about the ladies? Elena Rybakina leading the tour in victories, has only lost before the quarterfinals one time. Monica kept that streak going against Maya Sharif.
And Elena Rybakina is a player of all surfaces, and we saw it clearly last year on clay, picking up the Masters 1000 title in Rome. But she just dispatched Sharif in this match. She's just looking completely solid on the serve, on her ground strokes, and really not wasting any time winning that title in Stuttgart, starting her clay season off with a bang. And she has proven to be one of the hottest players right now, number two in the race, and showing no signs of letting up here. She is here to stay. She is here to win. And just proving that, well, a little bit here from Sharif that, you know, she could come back here, but Rybakina with her serve is just so dominant.
Yeah, 6-1, 6-4. Rybakina said, despite the score, it was a really tough match. Win number 28 this year. As you talk about, Monica, great on the clay. 14 in a row right now on the surface for Rybakina. The 16-year-old Mira Andreeva, hoping to get back to the fourth round here, was a wild card, ranking near 200 last year, going for her second top 10 win against Marketa Vondrousova.
And now is coached by Conchita Martinez, which is, I think, a really, really great duo. And I have enjoyed watching Andreeva. She's somebody that I've been keeping tabs on since last year. I really like how fearless she is. She has a ton of potential, and she was just relentless off the ground today, especially on the down the lines. And she just dismantled Vondrousova after that first set and just ran away with this second set. I really like how she's changing up the rhythms and then looking to come forward, and once again down the lines, just ruthless. And she got a pretty easy second set against a player who can really complicate things. Won Wimbledon last year, but proving like it's just nothing for the youngster.
Yeah, became just the second player this century to take out a top 10 opponent on clay before turning 17. By the way, happy early birthday, Mira. Turned 17 tomorrow. What a run she's having back to the fourth round. Two-time defending champ Aryna Sabalenka taking on the American wildcard Robin Montgomery, making her Madrid debut. Had her friend Frances Tiafoe in her player box, Coco, and caused some headaches for Sabalenka.
Oh, she really did. And this first set was a lot closer than the scoreline. Robin had her chances to break early, but unfortunately getting down, but really settling in and fighting for this second set. It was really all heart and guts from Robin Montgomery. But what she was doing so well was after roping Sabalenka so far with that lefty forehand into the Sabalenka backhand, that really started to open up the forehand down line for Robin Montgomery. But the thing that got Robin in trouble was her nerves. She really got tight serving to stay in this match. And Sabalenka is just too crafty, too much veteran status right here, and just stayed solid, composed, and just survived.
Still on track to become the second woman to win three titles in Madrid, but valiant effort from the American teenager Robin Montgomery. Sabalenka looking to defend that title as we take a look at the bottom half of the draw. Danielle Collins up next for Sabalenka. Cannot wait for that, bringing her 15-match winning streak to the table. Andreeva will take on Jasmine Paolini, who's had the best season of her life. Rybakina up next, the young Czech player, just 18 years old. And then Kazatkina against Putintseva. That is a great list of matches on the bottom half. What did you take away from Aryna Sabalenka getting through Robin Montgomery today?
I mean, sometimes it's not about playing your best tennis. It's not about, you know, playing flashy, hitting a bunch of winners. It's also about winning the matches when your opponent is pushing you up against the ropes. And I think she did that today. We have seen that she's improved so much mentally over the past couple of years, is not really having those hang-ups on serve, not really beating herself, which is something that we used to see happen a lot from her side. And that is exactly why she's won the Grand Slams, why she is at the top of the game right now. And, you know, I think this could probably help her moving forward, but she has a really tough test against Danielle Collins. And I want to know who's bringing the popcorn for that, because I need it. That's going to be the most entertaining match of Madrid so far, and I'm ready for it.
I mean, I might bring the popcorn because I'm the popcorn lover out here. But that was a great test for Aryna Sabalenka, and I think a lot harder than what she was anticipating. And credit to Robin Montgomery coming out there playing the number two seed on a surface that she's maybe not as comfortable at. And the more she gets to play against these top players, the better she will do with her nerves and handling the moment, maybe not getting blown out in that first set, making it a little bit more competitive, which will help her moving forward, getting in front of these big stages, seeing these big players in person. It's so different than when you're just on the practice court or even just watching these players around in the locker room. Experiences everything in these moments, and Aryna Sabalenka showed that her experience beat Robin Montgomery.
Yeah, I loved seeing Frances Tiafoe too in the player box. Both grew up in Maryland, playing at the JTCC, and Frances out of the tournament, but still there to support Robin. That was pretty cool to see a couple young Americans doing that. When we come back, how about this? We talked about Danielle Collins, Aryna Sabalenka. Well, the Danimal was in full force today, looking to extend that win streak to 15. How she shut down her opponent and the crowd in Spain. You don't want to miss that. And we've been combing the clay courts of Madrid to bring you the hottest shot of this Sunday fun day. Was it one of the shots Monica talked about earlier or something else? Don't miss it. You're watching TC Live.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Hello, tennis fans. I'm Fox weather meteorologist Britta Merwin, and here's tomorrow's Madrid Open forecast for Madrid, Spain. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the low 60s. Remember, you can download the Fox weather app or stream Fox weather from your favorite connected TV device.
All right, thanks, Britta. So perhaps no scarf for Prakash tomorrow on the desk. We'll see. He's been bundled up out there. We got you covered on T2 Monday starting 5 a.m. Eastern. Some great matchups. Ons Jabeur taking on Yelena Ostapenko. Sebi Korda against Daniil Medvedev. How about Coco Gauff and Madison Keys? They're playing in Stadium 2. Arantxa Sanchez, they're not even on the main stadium. And then we got Elena Rybakina, Sarah Bailick, who had a huge win against Ashlyn Kruger today. That all leads into Second Serve on T2, 8 a.m. Eastern. They always have some incredible guests in studio, out as well. Join the crew on Monday for all the fun and games. Hall of Famer Tracy Austin back in the mix in between Nick Monroe and Jeff Chisvert to take you through the action. And back to Madrid we go. Taylor Fritz has absolutely dominated his matchup with Sebastian Baez. 4-0, 8-0 in sets. Plus, Coco, get this. Baez has lost his last 17 against the top 20. So those facts would all remain true.
I mean, that's something you know going in there, that you kind of have this player's number. And that's so tough to overcome, especially when Taylor Fritz is absolutely nailing his targets on the first serve. And after following up a good first serve, he's been really able to find his forehand so quickly and making this clay court play like a hard court. And that's something that a lot of big hitting Americans are going to want to do. And this is also part of Taylor's game that he has been working on, is coming forward and being more comfortable around the net. He's not the most comfortable of volleyers. He's a little bit stiff when he volleys, but he's been able to just execute the shots, keeping a simple technique with the volleys and able to hit it into the correct spot and finishing off with an ace. What more can you ask for? Let's keep the undefeated streak going.
Yeah, coming off that final in Munich, he's won 5 of his last 6 on clay. Served well. 85% of his first serves, he won. Taylor's good buddy, Tommy Paul, facing Francisco Cerundolo, Monica, who was looking for his first top 20 win of the season.
Yeah, and Tommy also looking to come back after having that scary ankle injury in Miami. Didn't really know what was going on until 3 days after, found out he was going to be fine. Really got to work on the fitness, like he said, and paid dividends here in the first set, winning it 7-6. But Cerundolo got his season going in Rio earlier this year, snapped a losing streak, and that kind of helped build his confidence for moments like this when he was up against it against Tommy Paul and just had a ridiculous cross-court pass on set point to even things up here. And Cerundolo has the potential to be a really, really dangerous player on clay, the Argentine sneaking his way forward and getting the job done quite easily in the third set against a Tommy Paul who has been playing his best tennis as of late.
All of their matches have gone the distance, and this time it is Cerundolo who moves on. He will face Alexander Zverev in the next round. The hottest player on tour right now, Danielle Collins, going for her 15th in a row, facing Jacqueline Christiane Coco. This was entertaining in many ways.
It's entertaining once DC steps out on the court and starts picking on a fan, picking on anybody, just getting the crowd involved any way possible. But it was all Christiane in that first set, really dictating with the forehand, able to really push Danielle, especially into Danielle's forehand. But in the second set, Danielle is so good at changing the tactic, changing the pace of play. And once she's able to change direction with her backhand wing, that just puts so much pressure on you to quickly try and get it into Danielle's forehand, where you see Christiane making that mistake, trying to funnel that backhand line. But then this third set was an absolute beatdown for Danielle Collins, just running away with this third set, having her way with Christiane's serve any which way, just hitting winners left, right, and center, and it was just a complete blowout for this third set.
Another comeback for the Danimal. Gets it done in 3 into the round of 16 in Madrid for the first time. The streak continues. And take a look at this, because Danielle Collins joins Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova, and Serena Williams as the only women's players to win 15 or more matches in a row after turning 30. That is a crazy group to be a part of. Early in the second set, the crowd was acting up and Collins shut them down. Take a listen.
You come out here and play, and you do what I do, okay? Have a little more respect.
Have a little more respect.
I mean,
yeah.
I love it. I mean, okay. It's not something that I would say.
Oh, but come on, Monica. You're stepping up to the plate.
No, okay. I would give, like, a serious, like, dagger gaze, whatever. But that, I mean, she said exactly what she was thinking. I give her a lot of credit because it would have taken a lot for me to actually say it. I would have been thinking it. But this kind of helps Danielle Collins. I feel like when she lets her emotions out on court and she's just being herself out there, I feel like, you know, that's
It's the key to her success. She's just not holding anything back.
Oh, I mean, she said it herself. Stay bothered, everybody, because, you know, she's coming out there for blood. She's stealing everyone's lunch money. I mean, you name it, Danielle Collins is doing it. And it's so fun to see her express herself in a different way than most of these other tennis players. And I think that's what makes her interesting and always at least clickbaitable, if that's a word that I'm making, you know, yeah. Whatever.
Add it to the dictionary, because you know what? I think it's very
Webster,
valid.
I'm calling you up right now. But it's great to see her come into this as her kind of ending of the chapter in her career of saying, basically, I'm going to play the way I want to play. I'm going to play how I want to play. And no one's going to shake me off of that line whatsoever. So credit to Danielle coming through and just keeping on the winning streak. I mean, is she ever going to stop? Who's going to stop her?
I don't know. Sabalenka, maybe. We'll find out.
Popcorn match.
Yeah.
It's the
last match of the night tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to happen. I mean, Tennis Channel posted that clip, and I wrote, you know, those fans can stay bothered. Danielle literally wrote within a minute later, couldn't have said it better myself. and that was, by the way, at 1-1 deuce in the second set. That was an important moment. Goes to the fan, have some more respect, goes on to win that set, win the match. Danimal, do your thing.
You
up to 15
him.
In a row and counting. Can take out the defending champion next. Which one of the remaining Americans, could it be Danielle, has the best chance to win the title in Madrid? Monica and Coco give you the answer when we come back.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Coco, Monica, Steve back on TC Live. The year's next major, just weeks away. Tennis Channel, Tennis Channel Plus T2. Once again, we'll bring you extensive daily live coverage from Roland Garros. Rafa Nadal going for title number 15 in Paris. All the action begins Sunday, May 26th, 5 a.m. Eastern. Rafa's playing well. Who knows? We flash back to Madrid 11 years ago. Serena Williams took out Maria Sharapova to win her second straight title in the Spanish capital. Serena is the last American to raise the trophy here. By the way, Serena and her sister Venus also took the Madrid doubles title in 2010. The Bryan brothers won here five times, but when it comes to Americans in singles, only Serena and Andre Agassi have taken the title, Agassi winning the inaugural Madrid Open back in 2002. Now, Jesse Pegula did make the final a couple years ago, but there are six Americans remaining in the draw right now. So the question to the both of you all, which one has the best chance of winning the title? Monica, I'll start with you.
My pick is going to be Danielle Collins for obvious reasons. She's on a 15-match win streak. We have talked about it before. Winning breeds more winning. And right now, the way that she's looking, she wants to keep winning, and I like her chances. So she would be my pick.
What about the men? What about, you going to leave the men hanging? No men?
I mean, that was your pick. We already talked about this, Coco, so
well,
that's
I'm
all
going,
you.
I'm going zero of these guys have a chance. I mean, if any one of these guys have a chance, it's going to be Ben Shelton. I know I'm stealing Steve's pick because he blew his pick during the commercial break, and I'm absolutely stealing it. I'm robbing him blind, but you know, I'm going to go with Coco Gauff for the women.
Wait, you just took two picks?
You're going for force now.
She left him just
left
without
Steve die. I've been picking people for rounds now. First Roland Garros.
You're leaving him out to dry just like that?
Steve, it's all out of love.
I didn't get an ISO shot, so I'm not a part of this.
Okay.
No, just
smart,
the ladies.
Smart.
But
you know?
If you had to choose.
If I had to choose, I mean, do I get to agree with somebody? I mean, like.
I mean, we never said that you couldn't.
Put your name on the line, Steve. Come on.
Let's go Coco Gauff. Coco Gauff.
The hard choice of Coco Gauff. Come on.
You know, she's got, you know, one of Madison Keys or Coco Gauff will make the quarterfinals. So then they're, you know, only a few steps away. I don't know if anybody's beating Danielle Collins. 15 in a row. You can go back to back to back.
But you can't steal my pick, so.
I can steal everyone's pick right now. And Ben Shelton on the men's side.
We're just living
in it. I
think
you can get it done. So I'm agreeing with everybody. They all have a wonderful shot. You know, I'm just going to hang on all fences right now.
The Paul Anacone method.
The Paul, oh. Wow, throwing him under the bus. Here's what's trending on social media. Farewell, bon voyage to Alize Cornet. Going to call it a career after Roland Garros, retiring from the sport that she played for nearly 20 years. This is somebody, by the way, who holds the open era record for consecutive Grand Slam main draw appearances. Streak started in 2007. 68 in a row, Monica. That's an amazing run.
I mean, she has done it all. She has been everywhere. Really impressive wins over her career. And she was very, very tough to play. And I mean, some of the names that she's beaten. When it's time. But you know what? She can look back at her career and say that she did absolutely everything. And I mean everything.
No, she left no stone unturned. And I think that the career win streak against Serena, I mean, not many players can do that. I mean, getting that win at Wimbledon, that was huge. But she's been out there for a long time, started very young. And it's great to see any player finish on their terms in front of their home fans, their home country, their home tournament. So credit to Elise. I mean, great career. There's no shame in hanging it up.
Yeah, finally made a quarterfinal at a major. That was 2002 at the Australian Open. 6 career titles. Somebody who got to 11 in the world. She threatened retirement a couple years ago, but then was like, I'm doing really well. I'm making a quarterfinal. I'm playing the best tennis of my life. And now she's going to call it quits at home in France, where, by the way, she was a wild card at 15 years old. So a pretty special place for her.
No, I remember that run she had at 15. I mean, that was crazy. She was going up against some of the biggest names in Hall of Fame career. And I remember sitting at my home club watching it, skipping school and going to play tennis. And I was just like, who is this young girl? And she was only 2 years older than I was. And I was like, oh, my gosh, am I supposed to do this in 2 years? I got no chance.
That right there, that's a young Alize Cornet with Amélie Mauresmo, who's now the tournament director at Roland Garros.
I mean, just give us the tissues because you know there's going to be some tears during her last match.
Can't wait to talk to her on the desk in Roland Garros because she is a fantastic interview as well. Always lovely. And hopefully she makes a nice little run there in Paris. Monday on Tennis Channel, kick it off, 5 a.m. Eastern. Tennis Channel and T2. We got second serve in play. TC Live back at you following all the play. Encore coverage as well. And when we come back, who will get the hot shot of the day? I'm not sure yet. Find out next. It's that time. Hot shot of the day. Will it be Denis Shapovalov or Alexander Zverev, Monty?
And this was a very crucial time indeed in this match. And Shapovalov left Pecci with his hands on his head. My mouth was wide open because we thought that this was going to be a knot up when we see it from close. He barely got there. Hits the counter drop. It's telling the crowd, I can't hear you. Unfortunately, though, he went and lost his serve at love 40 just after that. But he picks up the hot shot. You know, there's a tiny win in there.
Yeah, pros and cons.
Yeah.
Normally, the loser of the match.
Let's look at everything with the glass half full.
It's okay. Love 40 lost the next serve. Big matches coming up. Ben Shelton against Alexander Bublik. Iga Świątek in action. Rafa Nadal. Anytime he plays, we're tuning in. Casper Ruud against Cam Norrie. Like to see that one. Yannick Sinner, the top seed on the men's side. Colin Sabalenka, my goodness. For more on all these matches, let's head back to our desk in Madrid with Danny and Prakash.
All right, Steve, back here at our FanDuel desk. We get an all-American affair between Coco Gauff and Madison Keys. Winner punches their ticket into the quarterfinals, so who's it going to be?
Well, under normal circumstances on clay, I back Coco pretty heavily, but Madison's been looking really good, and these are quick conditions, so I think she can rush Coco a little bit. But I think the surface is gonna make the final decision for me, so I'm going to take Coco, but I think it'll be a very tight affair.
Spot in the quarterfinals up for grabs. It's going to be an exciting day of action here on Monday in Madrid.
All right, thank you so much. So Prakash is going with Coco. OG Coco, it's 2-2 head-to-head. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go with Coco Gauff. I'm going to stick with Prakash, my guy P. I am not seeing the scarf out there, even though you look like the Michelin man earlier. But it's Coco Gauff, I think, is playing far too good of tennis. And Madison Keys is always a bit of a question mark when it comes to consistency, round in, round out. And as the tournament goes on, usually Madison Keys gets better. But I think this American matchup, I think that kind of escalates things on Coco being ready to go, ready to play from the word go. And there's a bit of pride when it comes to that. So I'm sticking with my pick and going with Coco Gauff.
Okay, so you pick Coco. I have to go the opposite way just because, you know, that's how we do things here at Tennis Channel. I'll go with Madison Keys just because of what I saw against Yastremska, against Coco, with somebody that hits the ball big. If Madison is able to serve really well and keep the ball deep and push Coco back, particularly on that forehand wing, I didn't see Coco looking too comfortable out there. She was really struggling on serve, especially when Yastremska put pressure on her second serves, made a lot of double faults. So if Madison Keys is able to go out onto the court and execute things well, I think she has the upper hand. But Coco, she can fight and she can really pull some matches out from where she doesn't have it. So I'll just say that my pick is Madison Keys. I'll just leave it at that.
I mean, Coco's pretty relaxed. She was on Instagram Live. She had just seen the movie Challengers, was breaking it down for all the people. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to that. Will Pedro Cachin be a big challenger for Rafa Nadal, or is the King of Clay going to continue on?
I mean, the level that we saw from the King of Clay was just too good in his previous round. I don't think Cachin is going to pose too much of a problem for Rafa. The only question mark that is going to pose a problem for Rafa is going to be his health, whether or not he can recover. Obviously, he has had that day to be able to recover, but his matches have been quick, easy, and absolutely just so fluid out there, and making his forehand jump. I mean, that's hard to defend, that cross-court forehand just jumping up and away. I mean, good luck to Cachin, but money's on Rafa.
All right, I'm going to have to contradict myself here. I know that we always go against what Coco just picked, but yes, I think Rafa has the upper hand here, and like Coco said, he had that extra day to kind of get ready. He hasn't really spent too much time out on court, and he has his son watching him. I reposted one of the pictures where his son was smiling, watching him on court, and my heart melted to the floor. That was the cutest thing I have ever seen.
It was adorable. Rafa said after beating Alex de Minaur, "I woke up every day recently hoping to experience a day like this again." And that's how much this stuff means to him. So I think he's moving on as well. It's a big day tomorrow. We got both top seeds. We got Rafa Nadal. Plus, we got a slew of Americans as well in Madrid. I'm going to keep hyping up Coco and Monica. What a TC Live. I mean,
it was awesome. Best show yet, I think.
Best show yet. And Carlos Alcaraz as well. The forearm's fine. He's doing great. Thanks for watching the show. The action from Madrid continues next.